Manu Patra alerts dated the 30th of October 2017. Supreme Court came down hard on Mamata Banerjee-led West Bengal government for challenging the constitutional validity of Aadhaar and emphasized that a state cannot challenge a law passed by the union government. Supreme Court has observed that the consent of girl for the marriage is paramount as she is an adult by law. Supreme Court has declined to interfere with a judgment of Punjab and Haryana High Court holding that consent is required only of the woman undergoing medical termination of pregnancy, and the husband cannot force his wife to continue an unwanted pregnancy. Supreme Court has held that tariff fixed in terms of power purchase agreement, PPA, between the power producer and distributor cannot be altered invoking inherent powers by the State Electricity Regulatory Commission. Supreme Court has directed high courts to set up special centers for examination of vulnerable witnesses in criminal cases. Bombay High Court has observed that if women claim maternity benefits during the entire gestational period, then it would defeat the very purpose of the Maternity Benefits Act, which has been enacted to achieve the object of securing social justice for women workers. Central government has extended time limit for intimation of details of stock held on the date preceding the date from which option for composition levies exercised in form GST CMP 03 to the 30th of November 2017. Central government has extended due date for filing application for final registration in form GST Reg 26 is extended to the 31st of December 2017. Central government has notified that due date for filing form GST Tran 1, with revision facility, extended to the 30th of November 2017 under Central Goods and Services Tax, CGST, Act.